It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-75. Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, look, it's about you. It's about what you want, where you want it, how you want it. And if you're heading to work, you're heading to the park, heading to the beach, getting the kids off to school, walking the dog, walking the kids, whatever the circumstances are, you know, get the leash off the kids. Come on, man. And you're tuned in. You're plugged into your phone or your watch or your laptop or your PC. Or you get the drill. It's how you go about getting the attack. And the platforms are there for you. First, you can go to our Listen Live. If you're sitting at the desk, click on Listen Live. There we are. You don't even bother with the platform. But if you are bothering with the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Listen Live capacity there. All you got to do is download the app. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And, you know, you're out doing whatever you're doing. You're heading to do some laps on the track. Go. Do it. Listen to me. Listen to me. And, you know, come on. Look, it's easy to do. It's easy to get. It's easy to be a part of the show. You know? Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at BobBlack71. If Twitter is more your thing. Most important for us. Civil Aviation Day doesn't cut it. It's Pearl Harbor Day. 1941, December 7th. Sneak attack. Only fitting when we talk about Army-Navy, which tomorrow, babies, that's it. 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time till 6. I'll be on. Tittle before me. Great time. Can't wait to get down there. Philly is a calling. We'll be calling with some sports right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Shannon Green from the Orlando Sentinel at 40 after hour number two. We'll talk about the comings and goings down there. Scott Frost out, Josh Heupel in as the head football coach. And we'll talk about the direction of the program, expectations going forward, the hiring by Danny White. And we'll talk about staff that'll be assembled, people on the roster already, recruiting process, the whole nine yards, with Shannon, who's a terrific writer for 1 on. In the world of sports itself, Roger Goodell's buying for everybody. He got a 5-year extension, which was a fait accompli, regardless of what Jerry wanted. About $40 million annually. If the owners approve all the bonuses, all the incentives are met, and, you know, it is tied into a couple of different things. Deal runs through 2023, which I would imagine would be the end of Rodgers' reign, as the case may be. They said about 85%, so this deal does not turn out to be the deal that everybody thought it was going to be. They just figured he was going to be able to make about 20 It turns out that the ownership group that put this together, I think they were a little tougher on Roger than people thought. And this is something that's kind of being ignored by the media a little bit. There's a lot of incentives in here. He's making under 10. Well, we're talking about $8-9 million. They said, according to Adam Schefter, about 85% of the total potential compensation package is from bonuses, which would be subject to ownership approval and validation. Now, look, nobody's throwing a charity event for Raj. I mean, going on the assumption that, let's just, is going in his pocket no matter what. But the incentives, and they didn't go into any great detail, has to be based on ratings, compensation from television, various different, I would imagine, agendas involving media and the overall financial health of the league. And if those things are met, and I would think profit of the franchises go into that and everything else, then he can max out his money. But if they're not met, and I would imagine television ratings are in this package, that it, or at least part of it, that he's going to lose money on it, and lose money on his potential earnings. But he's still going to make a ton of money. It's I have a feeling they hedged their bets a little bit. maybe we'll see more detail on this. Maybe we won't. I called some people. Nobody has any real detail on it. Schefter's probably the most tied in person in media when it comes to the National Football League, but he didn't even go into detail as far as what the incentives are. But, you know, potentially it's $200 million. Realistically, maybe it's half. But we'll see. Now, Rodgers there. It's going to be an ugly conversation. First time he and Jerry cross paths. That ain't going to be pretty. But I will say this. Jerry recognizes what side of the bread the butter goes on. He's not going to be able to get Roger Goodell out of there. He is a realistic businessman who, when it comes down to it, will support the commissioner in order to get money into his wallet. And if it involves biting his tongue on Roger, when it comes to their how they deal with each other in meetings and all that kind of good stuff, he'll do it. You know, he got a little bit of a comeuppance in this because his fellow billionaires, and that's what they are. You know, Jerry's all boisterous and Jerry's all this and Jerry's all that. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, Arthur Blank has every bit as much of money as he does. Greinke has every bit as much of money as he does. And there's no joking around. You know, the Maras, the Tishes, they all got him a little bit of cash. And they're not going to take any crap from Jerry Jones or anybody else. So Jerry tried to pull his power. Now, I have to be honest. If I were in the same position, would I want Roger Goodell as my commissioner? Probably not. I don't know who would be in line to replace him. I don't know that there's somebody out there where I'm saying to myself, oh, okay, this guy can slip into those shoes and get into. I don't know. I don't know that that guy's out there, at least right now. They'll start looking pretty much immediately. Supposedly, they reached out to Rob Manfred, who I saw in an interview and was asked directly if the National Football League had reached out to him, and he did the happy dance around the question, wouldn't confirm, wouldn't deny, which gives you the answer. They did. And he didn't have interest in it because he knows in the long term his sport is healthier than the National Football League. National Football League is more popular. National Football League garners more revenue. Reality is, long term, baseball is in a much healthier. Those of you out there will make the argument, oh, you know, demographics old and, you know, young people aren't interested in the game. You want to get young people to get interested in the game? Get them out to the stadiums. You get them out to the stadiums. Go with dad. Go with grandpa. Go with grandma. Go. And trust me, they'll have no issues maintaining a fan base going forward. The NFL, on the other hand, CTE, child abuse, women abuse, steroids, all the stuff that we talk about involving National Football League. Year in, year out, day in, day out. I spent, you know, I looked back over the last month at the headlines. I spent more time talking about off-the-field stuff than I did talking about the games. Now, if you think that's healthy for a sport, you're out your mind. Kaepernick, the anthem, all the other stuff. I mean, this is not good for this sport. And they're narrow focused on thinking that if they get the anthem thing fixed with the $100 million bribe that they gave to a couple of the charity guys, that all's going to be well. Nuh-uh. I'm telling you, look, New York is not a hotbed for football, okay? But peewee football, at least out here on Long Island, has always been pretty big. They have trouble putting teams together now. They're playing soccer. Mommies rule the roost. They're not letting their kids play football. It's a dying sport. We ain't going to die on the vine here. We're going to tap out for a couple minutes. We'll come back. More fun and frivolity here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Stay around.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast, spinning, as it were. Man, I'm looking forward to Philly. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun this weekend. Really is. Games itself is incredible. make it even more interesting. We all do know this. It'll be one of the faster games played in college football this season because they run. You know, a little stat here. Army's 3-0 this year in games where Ahmad Bradshaw did not throw a pass or at least had 0 yards passing. That'll be fun. They move. Move the ball on the ground. Everybody moves the ball on the ground. Bradshaw, AB. Good times. Good times. You know, as far as the it's pretty cool. If you haven't experienced it, like I said, you got to get down here and check it out. Honest to God, it's just phew. Fun stuff. Army's 4-6, Navy's 6-5. Navy's given 3. Not the usual over the top like it usually is. Army 7-3 overall, Navy 6-5 overall. Both going to bowls. You know, Munkin was up for coach of the year. Fifth, if I remember correctly. But I would imagine Scott Frost is going to win that, more than likely. We will find out. Continuing with the National Football League, continuing with Roger Goodell. I'll tell you, it's a dying sport. It's a dying sport. You know, Roger Goodell has a big task in front of him because they're going to have to tweak this sport. And I don't know how they're going to do it. I honestly don't know how they're going to do it. Look, they can give you the best helmet ever made. They can put gel. They can put inflated. As long as you get hit and your brain sloshes between your skull and hits bone, there's going to be concussions. And I don't know how they... how they do it. I have had the one idea going all the way back, and that is changing the dimensions of and they'll never do it. But, you know, if it takes you longer to get there before you hit somebody, there's less impact. I truly think it would make a difference. I really do. Sideline to sideline. Bigger end zones. It would increase the offense. You know? They'll never do it. They'll never do it. But he's got a monumental task in front of him. And does he run the length of his contract? I guess that's the other aspect of it. I would assume, unless something catastrophic happens to the league where he really screws something up, I would assume it'll run its course. you know, there's a threat of a strike. The NFLPA and he have not agreed on many things. And, you know, although there's been relative labor harmony, I have news for you. If the NFLPA decided to go on strike, the public could care less. They have shut the league down. You know, collective bargaining, you know, they're going to have to make decisions on who meets out the discipline, whether or not, you know, considering that in many states marijuana is legal now, whether or not that needs to be a substance that's taken off the banned substance list. You know, like I said, player safety, obviously, because the mommies are not letting their kids play football. You know, and it would be a pleasant change, honestly, if for a change, the league got out in front of some of these issues that are dealing instead of being reactive to it. Be proactive. And I think if you're going to criticize Roger Goodell, that's the one area where you can really go after him, is it's always after the fact. The horse is already out of the barn. The poop's already out of the horse. Whatever cliche you want to use. But honestly, that's the... It's always reactive. You know, and there's a whole bunch of things that you really can't be reactive to. You have to be proactive. And obviously, the number one is the health of the players, you know, brain health. I mean, you see people stepping off the stage. Kids still want to play football, but if mom doesn't allow them to play, because of the fact they're going to end up with brain damage, you're going to have a dead league. It's just a fact. You know, Kevin Seifert talked about it in the ESPN article. There's no greater threat to the long-term health of players and thus the league itself. But again, as I said, as of right now, there's really nothing that can be done, because the technology doesn't exist. You know, we all have that space in between our brain and our skull, and that little sloshing that goes on in there is what creates concussions, and there's no helmet in the world that can protect it. I mean, maybe as time goes on, we'll discover that, you know, everybody has CTE, because if you get whacked on the head by the nun in school, or, you know, your dad gives you a thump, or whatever the circumstances are, maybe it gives you a concussion, which leads to CTE, which, I mean, who knows? But in football, the threat is there, and the mommies are saying you can't play. Yeah. Consistent with the player punishment. That's one thing. You know, this random, oh, well, this guy's going to get this punishment. This guy did basically the same thing, and he's going to get this punishment. It's ridiculous, and that has to be worked out in collective bargaining. And there has to be repercussions for things. And then some of this falls on the players, too, not just Roger Goodell. You know, if they don't realize, and I think, you know, when they talk to, and God knows Chris Carter shouldn't be involved in this conversation, but I mean, when they talk to these kids about what they do and how they go about doing their business and running their lives as professionals, and I mean professionals in any sport, because whether you're sitting at a desk being a professional, whether you're talking on a microphone being a professional, whether you're playing sports and being a professional, there is a responsibility that comes with that. And I don't think that's emphasized enough. And there certainly is no accountability. I mean, that's a joke. But they have to realize that the image of the sport right now is at an all-time low. And that the people who pay attention and pay their salaries, ultimately, the people who tune in on television, the people who show up at the stadiums, and you know, we've had this discussion many times. The people who walk through the turnstiles, it's a fraction of the revenue that they get through television and marketing and jerseys and everything else. But the reality is if you tune into a game and you see a stadium that's half empty, you become of the attitude, why should I pay attention? Because nobody else is. It's a sport on the precipice. We'll see whether Roger Goodell is the guy to lead them through the channels. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Goodell game. No, that's it. Yeah. The other story, which is good, better. Anyway, Ryan Shazier goes from the Pittsburgh hospital out of the Cincinnati facility. Tests and evaluations. I mean, he got the best care possible in Cincinnati. They got him to Pittsburgh, relatively short distance. From all accounts, it's a spinal contusion. It looks like he's going to be okay. We're going to find out. It's a horrible thing. He's a leader on defense. He doesn't tackle correctly. I mean, look, this could have happened anyway, but he doesn't help himself by his tackling style. And, you know, his career might be certainly done for this year. And, you know, it'll play out from there. And still off that amazing, chippy, nasty game from the other night. And, you know, honestly, they just can't let the game get out of control like that. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's how it is. And I don't know the answer. I don't, like I said, this goes back to what we were talking about before. This is part of the problem, is the fact that, you know, this is a sport right now that's out of control to a certain degree. And what direction does it go in? This is the challenge for Roger going forward. Are they going to have a sport by the end of his reign, or at least a sport as we know it, that is recognizable to the public and that the public wants to pay attention to? You know, it's the other aspect of it too. Do they want to? By the time it's all said and done, the answer might be no. We'll see. But as it stands right now, you know, Mike Mitchell ripped into the officials for suspending, you know, the policy on the hits, and, you know, Juju Smith, hand us flags, hand us all flags. We'll go out there and try to grab the flags because we're not playing football. And, you know, he talked about the Charles Woodsons and the Rod Woodsons and Sean Taylor and Jack Tatum. He said, that's football. This ain't football. He talked about the fact that they know what they're getting into when they sign up. Well, that's all well and good. But, you know, the reality is, and Mitchell's right to a degree, is that, you know, the targeting and the spearing, and, I mean, I don't even know the you know, but they're talking about the fact that in this physical game, that they're trying to put parameters around players who their mission in life is to take off the head of the wide receiver. It's just how it is. And look, I get the whole aspect of that. I do. You know, they have seminars on how they need to make sure they don't do X, Y, and Z. But, you know, it's they're in a bad place. They're in a weird place. They're in a bad place. And it doesn't appear like it's going to get better. A while. Certainly not in a headline. Hall of Famer? Terrific quarterback? Oh, accused of sexual harassment and sexual battery. In a lawsuit filed by a female employee of his sports marketing firm, and he is now taking a leave of absence from his role on Seattle Seahawks broadcasts. He requested the leave, not the team. A person named Wendy Haskell said that Moon made unwanted and unsolicited sexual advances towards her while she was working for Sports One Marketing as Moon's assistant. And she told the Washington Post that she wants to. Have her name made public. Moon demanded, she was hired in July, that she submit to a variety of unnerving sexual and perverse controlling arrangements, including sleeping in the same bed with him on all business trips, providing him with unfettered access to the bathroom obtaining prior approval for her wardrobe and being subjected to continual and unwanted and unsolicited sexual advances. She also said that Moon drugged her drink. Pulled off her bathing suit. Grabbed her crotch. Now, herein is the flame. Yeah, I'm reading this article as I'm going, so bear with me. Haskell said Moon wrote in an email to her the following day after an incident in Seattle that if she wasn't comfortable with his demands, he would find somebody who doesn't have inhibitions about the job. Well, if that email exists, we shall find out. Now, back in 95, Moon got sued by a Vikings cheerleader who accused him of offering her cash for sex. They settled out of court. 2 months later, Moon got arrested in Houston after his wife told police he struck her on the head and choked her. Now, it doesn't mean he did this. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't mean that she didn't sleep with him. But we're going to find out. We are going to find out. You know, it's interesting looking on social media with this stuff. How many people are falling into the, well, you know, everybody's guilty until proven innocent now, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. You got to be careful with that. I mean, if somebody comes out and accuses, yeah, you know, I like the way the Seahawks handled it. Is, you know, take the judgment on you until things are done. And let's find out. Now, the thing that kind of strikes me as a little odd is that the woman, and this is, you know, she got hired in July. She took the job. She slept in the same bed. And if you took the job, and you know, you're interviewing, and here's the parameters. You got to wear sexy lingerie and sleep in my bed. Okay. Okay, welcome aboard. Do you want direct deposit? This seems odd. This seems odd. I guess we'll find out. You know, but, okay. Got hired in July. She didn't claim any, you know, rape or physical abuse or anything along those lines. All female, and this is a trip to Cabo, all female employees had to wear neon G-strings. All right, well. I guess we shall see. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. The other one in the National Football League, because we'll move on to other things in the next hour. Ron Meyer passed away. And he had a pretty good run. You know, and I saw the trailer on this one. I saw that he passed away about how he brought SMU back to national prominence. Well, he had Eric Dickerson and Craig James and an unlimited salary cap. You know, it's left out of the trailers and the headlines, but the reality is that, you know, SMU was the first program to get the death penalty. The harshest penalty ever against a college football program. And that was 5 years after he had left the school. Booth about it. Dickerson and James took a lot of cashish. You know, his last season at the school, he had a 10-1 record and a Southwest Conference title. Yeah, I could have coached that team with the kind of money they were throwing around. Step out. We'll be back. We'll wrap it up right there after this short timeout. I'm Black or Not.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. The late Ron Meyer passing away yesterday at the age of 76, I'm sorry. Again, when he went to the pros, he had success. You know, first season, 5-4, that was the strike year. He got AFC Coach of the Year honors. They had the snowplow game that season, if you remember. Got the guy, Mark. That's great. Final score, 3-0. Uh, 1984. He got fired right in the middle of the season. Patriots were 5-3. Moved on to the Colts. They were 0-13 in 86. Won their final three, went 9-6 the following year. Made the playoffs, never reached again. I mean, in the NFL, he was pedestrian. He was 54-50. Went up to Canadian NFL. I mean, he's a pro coach. It's what he did. He was a colorful guy. Never really apologized for anything. I mean, what was going on at the time in college? Look, yeah, 1976, man, I was in Oklahoma, and trust me, he wasn't the only one that didn't have a salary cap. But they went from nothing to prominence in a big hurry, and all of a sudden, the two best running backs in high school, Eric Dickerson and Craig James, who were recruited by everybody, ended up on the same team. Do the math. Yeah, well, that's how it is. Well, that's it for hour one. We'll be back with more fun right after this brief timeout, brief rest. But pay attention to the news. It actually affects your life every now and then. I'm Bob Black. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire chief for Los Angeles said this is going to be the most dangerous fire day he's ever seen in his career.
Four major wildfires in Southern California still being fueled by Santa Ana winds of nearly hurricane strength. Meteorologist Bill Caron says
the winds this morning are going to hit levels up to about 50 to 60 miles per hour. In the mountains, up to 70 to 80 miles per hour.
The largest fire, called the Thomas Fire, has already burned a path of destruction more than 10 miles, and more evacuations have begun. Senator Al Franken expected to make an announcement later today on his future in the Senate. The Democrats come under growing pressure to resign amid numerous accusations of sexual misconduct. Franken apologizing for the encounters which occurred before he became a senator. He's expected to speak on the Senate floor. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give the gift of the paradigm, the ancient mystery of our times. From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time in his most explosive book yet. Jonathan Cahn reveals the master blueprint that is now unfolding, the paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchy. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
Palestinians are protesting President Trump's announcement yesterday that the U.S. now recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Meanwhile, a group of eight nations is calling for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council because of it. Mark Mayfield with more on that.
U.S. allies Britain and France are among the countries that demanded the meeting. The meeting could happen as soon as Friday. Trump made the announcement on Wednesday and also said the U.S. will be moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That process could take years, though. The declaration faces stiff opposition from Muslims, and even some U.S. allies believe that it might derail the peace efforts.
A white former South Carolina police officer who shot an unarmed black man in 2015 could get a sentence of life in prison today. Former North Charleston police officer Michael Slager pleaded guilty last May to violating the civil rights of Walter Scott. Slager pulled Scott over for a broken brake light in April 2015. A cell phone video then caught Slager shooting Scott as he ran from the officer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be hosting tonight's White House Hanukkah party, a party that comes just a day after the president's announcement that the U.S. is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The president expected to speak during the party, and he will emphasize his support for Israel. He's also expected to repeat his commitment to finding a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, now the target of a class action lawsuit. Sexual misconduct allegations continuing to surface against him. Six women are named as plaintiffs in this lawsuit, which alleges a culture of complicity that allowed Weinstein to abuse women for years. The 14-count lawsuit also names Weinstein's brother Bob and their former company Miramax as defendants. Several U.S. airlines are requiring people to dumb down their smart luggage before they put it on the plane. Smart luggage includes battery-powered features like GPS tracking and phone chargers, or even motors to make lugging them around a bit easier. But at issue is the lithium batteries that power those functions, and the risk that they could cause fires in the cargo hold. So now American, Delta, and Alaska Airlines are planning to enact the ban early next year. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Who's wolfing down some breakfast and drinking a cup of coffee and enjoying himself here on The Attack? I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A lot to talk about here. And this is our last show from New York until next week. We'll be in Philly tomorrow talking Army-Navy football at 4 p.m. Eastern time, 4 until 6. They really do the right thing down there. USAA sponsors the event and be coming to you live from the Philadelphia Convention Center. Tittle will be there as well. That'll be a good time. And we'll have fun, and we'll bring it to you all live. We'll have incredible guests over the course of the 2-hour period of time. And fun will be had by all. And then Saturday, of course, we'll go to the game. Hopefully we'll have fun as we did last year down in Baltimore. I have no reason why we wouldn't. And a good time will be had by all. Get it back up here to New York. Hopefully no snow. I think on the break I'm going to look at the weather forecast. In this hour, we'll be talking to Shannon Green from the Orlando Sentinel about UCF Knights football and their new head football coach, Josh Heupel, and the coach that left, Scott Frost, and what kind of legacy, what kind of expectations, and all of that kind of good stuff. It'll be fun, I promise you. You know, like I said, most important for us, the relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. It'll be great seeing all the kids and their parents. And the parents are just extraordinary with this. You know, some of them are scared because they know what the kids signed up for. But they're incredibly proud. And the event itself is just an extraordinary thing. Game. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after a short timeout. We'll set the table for hour two. I'm Black. You're not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
There you go. Welcome back to the Attack. I am Bob Black. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As we delve into the world of college football, as looks like Tennessee, once they got Phil Fulmer in the seat, they ain't messing around. Jeremy Pruitt's going to be their new head football coach. Morris is going to at a K-State, who evidently, I guess, Snyder's going to win the battle because he wants his kid to be his successor. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. You know, the thing about the Tennessee race, the Tennessee job, I should say, is that Mike Leach was up for it. Mike Leach doesn't get the primetime jobs. He's a great quote. He's an energizer bunny. But he is not part of the establishment. And they don't give him the opportunity at the big programs. They just don't. I mean, he's revitalized Washington State. In reality, if I were him, I'd probably stay there. I just, you know, make it your last stop. Just enjoy the hell out of it. And they're never going to get rid of you. And understand something. The late athletic director, John Kerr, or inquired about Chip Kelly, Dan Mullen, Matt Campbell, Greg Schiano, and we all know how that turned out, David Cutcliffe, Mike Gundy, Dave Doran, Kevin Sumlin. And Mike Leach. And he spoke to Mike Leach and he got fired within 24 hours. You know, you got to realize something. And he didn't start there, but when he took over at Texas Tech, they became fun to watch. You know, and he goes up to Pullman. And I don't know if you've ever been up in the Yakima Valley, but there ain't much there. And I mean, when I say there's not much there, I ain't joking. There's not much there. You know, the criticism of him is he wins, but he doesn't win big games, conference championships. He's never won a conference title in his entire coaching career. But he's got coaches who are assistants to him scattered all over college football. Cliff Kingsbury, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, Dana Holgorsen, Seth Luttrell, who you probably don't know, but he's turned the North Texas program around. Used to be Texas State. They were one game short of a conference championship this year. And, I mean, the games against Washington have been no exception. Last year, team was ranked 23rd. They faced Washington, got smoked 45-17. This year, they were ranked number 13. Washington was behind them, and they got smoked 41-14. Some put it on him. Some put it on the talent. You know, it varies. Players love him. Journalists love him. You know, he's just he's one of those guys, but he just never gets the opportunity at the big, this is the premier program in the state programs. Never considered for Texas. Like I said, he interviewed for Tennessee. They didn't give him a thank you. They didn't give him an attaboy. They didn't give him anything. And then the AD got fired. Yeah. I mean, what do you do? But like I said, Tennessee, no messing around here. I you know, and again, I'll give a lot of credit to Phil Fulmer, and we talked about it yesterday. Jeremy Pruitt's going to go there. I think Saban now has six people, I think, in the SEC who have been part of his coaching staff at one point or another. Well, they've taken six head coaching jobs. I forget which. Doesn't matter. But Jeremy Pruitt's going to take the job. They're going to announce it today, sometime. Pruitt is going to stay on as the Alabama defensive coordinator through the college football playoff as he's setting up recruiting and putting his staff together and all that kind of good stuff. And I guess that was part of the deal. You know, because usually in those situations, you're out the door. And you have to be. There's a conflict of interest. But he did have a bit of a hammer there and some leverage in dealing with Phil Fulmer in that the opportunity obviously is there. He's 43. He would get another opportunity, particularly being part of Saban's staff. But in reality, he wants to coach that team through their run, no matter where it ends, and perhaps get another ring as a national champion. Now, if I'm Nick, I get it in wanting to maintain the you know, you hope that he's not poaching your recruits. And I think they have a good enough relationship where that's not going to happen. Kevin Steele got interviewed. He did a nice job with Auburn's defense. Mel Tucker, he's the defensive coordinator at Georgia. Mel's older. I mean, I think he's 58 years old. He's in his late 50s. You know, if you're looking to go forward and reestablish a program that was considered an elite program, you've got to go with somebody younger. You just have to. You want somebody that's going to be around there 10 years. And he brings to the table what tough-minded defensive guy, and he's got a proven track record as a recruiter. Well, hello. You know, and the other thing, you know, he had two different stints under Saban. First with the DBs, then he went to Florida State, and on their 13 national championship team, he was the defensive coordinator. And he went to Georgia, and he was coaching under Mark Richt in 2014-2015. So, they're going to play defense. And when Kirby Smart moved on to Georgia, they elevated Pruitt. He connects with the players, according to his players. And, you know, this is something that, you know, quite frankly, Alabama is used to. You know, Kiffin got his coaching job, moved on. You know, we'll see. I don't think there's going to be any conflict here, though, because Kiffin got removed and Pruitt, I think, will go for the ride. We'll find out. Anyway, let's tap out here. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Again, it certainly looks like Tennessee has solved their issue. We'll find out officially today. And that'll be fine. Arkansas got their man. 6-year, $21 million contract to Chad Morris, who leaves SMU. Hunter Yurecek, the new AD, got his man. Once they went out the door on Gus, and Gus decided to up again with Auburn, which, you know, had to be a tough decision. I mean, Gus is from Arkansas, and the opportunity to coach the state university, I'm sure, was very appealing. But, Chad Morris, overall 14-22. And people are questioning, wow, you know, how does a guy with a sub-500 record get a promotion like this? And, you know, again, for a program from the bottom of the June Jones era and started to turn it around. Now, whether or not he's up to the task in the SEC remains to be seen. You know, they don't have the facilities. They don't have – it's not a big-time program at SMU. And ironically enough, we were talking about Ron Meyer. You know, Dabo Sweeney said, you know, Newt Rockne could go to SMU and they'd probably have the same record. He's a big fan. Morris worked with They were 1-11 the year before he got there. And in a hotbed of football known as Texas, he had a roster with 64 non-Texans. The facilities are old. First year, they got smoked. They won one more game. But they finished out with a 63-0 loss to Memphis and Paxton Lynch. You know, you got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues. And he paid his dues. And to talk about that turnaround of the non-Texas players, his first two recruiting classes at SMU, all 47 players came from Texas. You know, so he turned it around. Now, you know, where SMU goes from there, well, you know. We'll see. You know, Rick Hart said the right thing about him going out the door. And we'll find out. It's a big challenge at Arkansas. They don't have the depth of talent. He's going to have to use his Texas connections to recruit into Texas. And if he's able to do that, you know, we'll find out. But 6 years is a bit of security. I think they recognize the fact that at Arkansas, you know, they – I actually thought Brett Bielema was going to be up for the – that he was going to be up for the job. I mean, I had a feeling – and not Bielema, I'm sorry. The ex-Wisconsin coach, his name's escaping me right now. But I thought he was going to be up for the job, and he didn't get it done. I questioned the move at the time because I felt it was a parallel move. They paid him a boatload of money, but he wasn't able to get it done. And, I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, Arkansas is a tough place to convince players to go to. And I think what you're going to find with Morris is he's going to have to do the same kind of recruiting that he did at SMU. The guys who are flying a little bit under the radar, the guys that maybe are in the process of developing into very good players as opposed to these four-star guys and five-star guys. He's going to go after these three-star guys and hope that some of them evolve, which many of them do. And, you know, people don't realize that. You know, it's all well and good to get these four-star guys, five-star guys. And obviously, you can make a career off of them, as guys like Nick Saban have done. But the reality is, many of them peak in high school. And when they get to the college level, that's it. They end up being second-string guys, third-string guys, and they never involve. You know, I always tell the story of Lincoln Kennedy, who Oklahoma State got back in the day. And he was a five-star guy. He was considered the best defensive lineman in the country. It took him 3 years to start on that team. His glory days were in high school, and that was it. He never evolved past that. And it happens to many a good college football player, or a high school football player, I should say, when they get to the collegiate level. But that's just how it plays out sometimes. But I'll be curious. That's a program I'm going to be keeping an eye on going forward. Yeah, we'll find out. You know, you talk about from going from the frying pan into the fire. Dana Dimple goes from Kansas State, where at the end of the year, the legendary Bill Snyder, in the last couple games of the season, made it abundantly clear that he wants his son to succeed him. And there's a real power struggle going on there at Kansas State because they don't want him, his son, to be the successor. Dana Dimmel, who had designs on the job himself, has moved on and takes the job at UTEP. Now, Dimmel has had moderate success. I mean, back in 2002, you know, he was with Houston. He was 8-26. Wyoming, however, he was 22-13. And he's been an assistant since then. Miners were 0-12 this year. Sean Coogler bailed. Mike Price went in on the interim basis, but he didn't want to. You know, he didn't want to keep it forever. You know, and again, it's your expectations, and they're in Conference USA. You know, what happens? What direction do they go in? Yeah, I see people bitching about it, and the fact that You know, well, you know, we want the assistant to bring us the high-powered offense because if you can score, you can win. Well, you know, Kansas State averaged 33 points a game for the 8 years he was there. You know, but again, you look at the resume and you say to yourself, okay, we'll find out. But, you know, again, he'll get the opportunity. It wasn't going to be at Kansas State. And ultimately, that's kind of the issue. And for people who aren't aware of it, Snyder is legend. You know, they're not going to tarnish the legend. You know, Jim Leavitt's now the interim out of Oregon. Supposedly, he had reached the agreement that, you know, at least reported by our good friend Brett McMurphy, who's writing for SB Nation now, you know, he was going to be the coach in waiting. And Bill Snyder didn't like that. Everybody was on board with Leavitt. And now they don't know what the hell is going to happen. You know, he had a clear role in front of him. And we're going to find out, you know, whether or not Bill Snyder has the hammer or whether or not the administration has the hammer. We'll find out. We'll find out. Shannon Green, right after this short timeout on Black or Not. Don't go anywhere.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's keeping it together out in the West Coast. We're joined by Shannon Green. She's the contact reporter. With coaches coming and coaches going, and she is here to join us now to talk about that a little bit. Hi, Shannon. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I guess everybody kind of knew it was a matter of time with Scott Frost, but incredible success while he was there. And he goes home to Nebraska, and I guess really you can't fault him for doing that.
Yes, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Well, I mean, it seems as if you really can't fault CF. He gets to go home again. Although it appears like it wasn't an easy sell for Nebraska.
Yeah, I definitely think that had it not been a Nebraska job, I think that he probably would have stayed at UCF. So, I mean, I'm sure obviously for UCF fans, it's heartbreaking to see him go because he had a lot of success at the school and really changed around the culture, and the players really are endeared to him. But, you know, it's his dream job. So he was able to go back home to his alma mater, and it's a good situation for him.
Well, you know, you talked about the success that he had in the two seasons at UCF. Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, the pecking order within the state, we all know where it starts at the top and it works its way down. But some of the lesser programs as such, although considered not by me, but UCF and USF, they're starting to really gain traction as being legitimate year-in, year-out programs. How did Frost go about establishing that in his tenure at UCF? No, establishing the program itself. How was he able to recruit the state? How was he able to get himself set up where, you know, they were a consistent winner in his short tenure?
Oh, sorry. I'm having a bad connection, so I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing. But, yes, one of the things that he did to really help himself at UCF, which has had some success in the past. They won the Fiesta Bowl in 2013, and they've had some good seasons. But one of the things he was able to do to restart it was, number one, retaining a few coaches on staff that were under the previous administration, Sean Beckton and Travis Fisher. And that was key because when he came in, he had to immediately hit the ground recruiting, pretty similar to what the new coach is having to do right now and also what Scott is having to do in Nebraska. That's key to have someone on the ground here that has relationships with coaches to help you recruit. So that was number one. Number two was assembling a great staff. All of his assistant coaches, I've said this a couple times before, could be head coaches in other places. So he has a really smart group of coaches around him that have really helped him to facilitate success at UCF. Also, one of the things he's been able to do is really change around the nutrition program at the school there and put a heavier emphasis on taking care of their bodies, losing weight, gaining weight, better sleep cycles. So he's done a lot of things at the school to really turn things around. But most importantly, he brought fun back to UCF football.
Shannon Green joining us here from the Orlando Sentinel on the Attack. Well, you mentioned that, and Josh Heupel, you talked about him having to hit the ground running. Is he going to retain some people on that staff that Frost had, or is he bringing in a whole new crew?
Well, you're asking questions that we're trying to get answers to right now. That's what everybody wants to know. We just got here Tuesday. He's putting his staff together as we speak. We don't know at this time who he's retaining. Right now, there are two coaches on staff that remain. Troy Walters, who is the interim head coach, and was previously the offensive coordinator and receivers coach, and Sean Becton, who is the tight ends coach, who was also retained by Frost under the first transition. So I think at this moment he's trying to meet with those gentlemen to determine if they fit the vision of what he's trying to do. And then it's a two-way street. You know, if there's an offer, they have to determine whether or not they want to accept or possibly entertain other opportunities. I'm hearing that Frost has offered both of them jobs at Nebraska, so that is something that they could decide between as well.
That's going to be an interesting challenge right there. Now, I always look at it, you try to win your state when you're recruiting, and if you can do that, then the rest can be gravy, and you'll usually end up with a successful program. But as I said, there's a lot of people down there recruiting Florida. What's the biggest challenge that you see for Josh Heupel recruiting within state?
Well, he's a new coach. Not only is he a new coach, he doesn't have a lot of direct Florida ties. He's coming from Missouri. He was a previous coach at Oklahoma and played at Oklahoma. So this is just not the recruiting ground that he's familiar with. But that, I think that's why they announced a defensive coordinator hire so quickly, which is Randy Shannon. Randy Shannon has very deep ties in the state of Florida from Miami, former head coach at Miami, former defensive coordinator at Florida. So I think the first thing they're going to have to do is contact all of the current recruits and see if they can retain what's already in place. I know some of those recruits have already decommitted. A few of them have entertained Nebraska and other places. So I think they've got to work to retain what's already there and then also utilize what they've already got under their belt as well.
Well, you talked about Randy Shannon. And like I said, I noticed that as well, how quickly they brought him into the fold. From your reporting, was that a condition for Heupel being hired that he needed to accept that, or was that something he was comfortable with within the process?
No, from my reporting, we don't have clarification on if that's something that was directed by the athletic director or by the head coach. I get the impression that the head coach actually made the hire.
So he is comfortable with that. Well, that's. I hope that his ego doesn't get in the way because, it's an ego-driven sport in many ways, but if he's going to succeed at his first head coaching opportunity, it looks like they've set up things fairly well. Now, going forward, I mean, the program now has... Or is it one of those after 2 years?
Sorry. You cut out on me. You cut out on me first. What was the question?
I was saying it seems as if that the program is pretty established now. What are the expectations of the administration? Are they looking to take that next step and become a player in that Final Four, or do they realize that, it might not go down that way, but if we continue to win, that will be a good enough thing?
Well, I mean, I think they obviously want to put themselves in position to be a playoff team, but I don't think that's their decision to make. They went undefeated this season. They're the only team in the country among FBS schools to finish undefeated, and they've beaten some quality opponents. So at this point, I don't really know what else the school can do to put itself in position for a playoff beyond winning games. It's really up to the playoff committee to determine whether or not they feel this is a program that's worthy of it. And I think that's why the Peach Bowl becomes so important, not just for UCF, but for all Group of Five schools. You're going up against a great opponent in Auburn who's beaten previous number ones in Alabama and in Georgia. So I think if they're able to beat Auburn, they can really have a chance to shift the narrative of what Group of Five competition schools are.
Shannon, I think you make a great point there. The fact that Frost is going to be allowed to coach that game, I think, really shows the importance of how the administration is taking it on the Peach Bowl. And that's a pretty good get right there, I think. If they can beat Auburn, that really does wonders for the program, doesn't it?
Correct, yes. If they can beat Auburn, it'll be great for them.
Well, Shannon, I know you're busy. I appreciate the couple minutes. I want to thank you for coming on board. We'd love to get you back on down the line and talk a little more, especially when we get into next year and we see what good old Josh Heupel is doing at that school. I'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Shannon Green here on The Attack, and lots of stuff in the background. But good points. I mean, this is a program that's on its way. And whether or not Josh Heupel is ever going to be able to, you know, have the same impact that Scott Frost had remains to be seen. They're kind of mirror images of one another as far as how they approach things. Wide open offenses. Heupel certainly has established himself as an offensive coordinator. We'll see. You know, UCF is one of those programs that's kind of on the in-between. Charlie Strong at USF, and he put himself into contention for the Florida State job. So it kind of tells you where these programs are as far as their ability to take that next step. Only undefeated team in Division I college football, UCF. And they got a good bowl out of it. They didn't get the Final Four consideration, but they did get a good bowl out of it. So we'll find out. Scott Frost leaves a very big legacy there. Pretty good for a two-year period of time, let me tell you. You know, these guys, when you look at it, it's opportunity. If Heupel succeeds the way Frost succeeded, maybe. You know, maybe he gets that big-time job somewhere. If he doesn't, how much patience does the administration have with him going forward? You know, that's another big question. But we'll find out. I want to switch it over to Major League Baseball here for a couple minutes that we have left. First of all, you start with the Oakland A's. The proposed site for the new ballpark near the Oakland Community College fell through. Laney College was near it, but the Peralta Community College District, a statement from the board said they directed the chancellor to discontinue talks about a possible stadium. Dave Cavill, who runs the A's, said this was the top spot. They had done their due diligence with community members, officials, business owners. They were going to privately finance it and try to get it up and going by 2023. But this is tough. This is tough. I mean, look at what's happening in Oakland. Raiders are moving to Los Angeles. Warriors are moving across. In Oakland is the A's. And now this falls through. You know, Cavill said that the criteria was, you know, was feasible. It was, would the team be able to privately finance the ballpark without taxpayer funding? Will the site have an impact on the neighborhood in Oakland and show as a whole positive? And then the fan experience, transit, walking, all that kind of good stuff. You know, they thought they had a deal in place. And evidently not so much. I feel bad for the city of Oakland. I really do. Because I don't know if they're going to be able to survive it. Now, look, Major League Baseball does not want to move that franchise. But in the end, they might not have a choice. So they're going to regroup, go back to square one, and hopefully be able to keep that team there. You know, Libby Schaff was talking about, you know, it's unfortunate the discussions broke down. And it really just literally stopped. I mean, they thought they had it. It's got to be more to this story than just the headlines. Seriously. But, well, it's the way it goes sometimes. Anyway, we'll tap out here. We'll wrap up this show on the other side. I am Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Thanks, Shannon Green, for coming on board. That was fun. You know, again, it's got to feel bad for the A's. They're trying to get it done, and they're trying to get it done the right way, not using taxpayer dollars. So, we'll see. Rafael Palmeiro is working on returning to the majors as what? I have no idea. Yeah, well, at 53, he thinks he can come back and hit. Okay. He'll always be remembered by history. He was the first major league player ever suspended for steroids. I mean, come on. Really? Okay. What else do we have? Well, the Mariners and the Angels, who are definitely two of the teams that are going to be involved in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes, got an additional $1 million apiece in making a deal with the Minnesota Twins. David Benuelos, a catcher, went to the Twins from the Mariners, and Jacob Pearson from the Angels. I mean, look, the Twins, he ain't going to Minnesota. He narrowed his choice of teams down to 7. Twins weren't on the list. Mariners, Angels, Cubs, Texas, Dodgers, Giants, Padres. That's the list. And they're going to try to offer as much money as they can, sell them, and hope that he chooses them. We'll find out. Well, that's